Blackstone Audio presents Maggie Vaults Over the Moon by Grant Overstake. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. But always there is that eternal voice, forever whispering within our ear, that thing which causes the eternal quest, that thing which forever sings and sings. Ernest Holmes. Chapter 1. Here in Grain Valley Township, we don't have paid professional firefighters or emergency rescue crews to rescue us. We rescue ourselves. My dad has been a volunteer fireman since he was 18, carries his emergency radio everywhere, fastened to the belt of his jeans. At night, his radio sits on his nightstand. When it goes off, he springs out of bed no matter what time it is. It doesn't happen every night or even every week, but it happens often enough for me to worry about him. Which is too often, I'd say. Like the time Dad and the other volunteers got called out of our little church on Sunday morning. The preacher was leading us in the Lord's Prayer when beeping radios went off all over the sanctuary. We said an extra prayer for all the men who up and bolted for the door that day. Being a volunteer firefighter seems exciting, and I've thought about becoming one myself next year when I turn 18. I know I could do what they do if given a chance, but being a fireman is strictly a guy thing around here. It would be exciting to be one, but at the same time, it's dangerous and stressful to go out on emergency calls. For one thing, you never know what kind of accident you'll be responding to or how bad someone is hurt. And for another thing, since everybody knows everybody else around here, there's a good chance that whoever desperately needs your help will be somebody you know. Now, it was just after 11 o'clock on Friday night, June 3rd.